As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
We're speaking on our TroCare College Live Line with Erie County Legislator Gene Vinyl. We're talking about the SALT deduction and whether or not it will be reinstated for property taxes. Gene, thanks so much for being on with us. I want to start here by taking us back just a little bit, if you could, the recent history of the SALT deduction, because it's kind of been like this on again, or I should say off again, then maybe back on again, but not really, and then now maybe back on again here. Take us back like maybe 5 or 6 years ago. What happened to the SALT deduction?
Well, the SALT deduction is for state and local taxes. And the in 2017 is when Trump said that they were going to eliminate the SALT deduction so that states like New York and California couldn't take it. And then there was a cap put on the SALT deduction of $10,000. And the reason why, that is going to sunset, as they say, use that term, December 31st of this year. So the thing is that the reason I think it's important is right now is that the budget for the federal government has passed. And now these are the weeks coming up next week and the few weeks after where Congress decides the tax code for next year. So this is the chance that people, you and me and everyone that's American has a chance to influence and talk to their representative to say, hey, I want tax relief that helps working middle-class people, if you say that's one thing that I think is really important. And that's just one of them, because one thing is to, make it that what we pay to New York State and property taxes should be 100% deductible and not double taxed.
Oh, that's not just it, right? It's double taxation that you're talking about, really, right?
Right. And it affects the people. It's like you pay your property taxes. And then you pay, like, say if somebody pays $10,000 in property tax in Amherst or someplace where the school tax and, as well as the county tax, which has gone down in rate every year. Oh, that's just a side note. But anyway, and the town tax and the board of education, the school board, if they pay $10,000 in that and pay $5,000 in state income tax, they only get to deduct $10,000. So now they paid tax cash out of pocket to the government in one form and now don't get to deduct that. So now they're paying on that same income. They're paying again. So like in that case, at a minimum, it's an extra tax of at least $1,250. And that's if the person's at the lowest tax rate applicable. So it's a double taxation that is not, fair or good. And it really affects states. Like when we look at New York State versus Louisiana or Mississippi, our minimum wage is double. And also to point out, those caps were made when the cost of goods were so much less. So I think that I think any reasonable person should think that no matter if you pay your state and local property tax, that should be a deduction that's unlimited, not part of a standard deduction. That's number one. And also, this, you know, I didn't mention this before, but the cap on medical expenses is the same thing. It really kicks a middle-class family while they're down. It's a cap that you can only get up to 7.5% of your income. But if you have $10,000 of medical bills, you're not having income that year. So that should be an unlimited deduction of uncovered medical bills. Because when someone has some kind of a need for that medical bills, most of those working people, me, myself and you, our health insurance is tied to working. So if we can't work, we sometimes lose our health insurance. So those two things are both things that would affect the middle class, and especially in states like New York versus states where the wages are so low, so that's why people, I think, should be asking their Congress and senators now to do tax relief for the middle class. Like, when they decide on the tax, it's not only how they pay the budget that was adopted recently, but it's who gets to get the savings. This is the time where the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. It's not necessarily just on the budget of what the government pays out, but it's who's going to pay in, and that's decided right now.
Well, what are the ideas being kicked around with the SALT exemption currently? Because I've seen everything from, all right, raise the cap from 10 to 30,000, eliminate the cap altogether. What idea is getting the most traction, does it appear?
I think that it's probably more palatable to raise the cap, but I think to some people, but I think that so long as it's taxed, you know, at least tax on your home and your own personal income. Those taxes, I don't think should have a cap, because it's because of how we're a cash based taxpayer. Say someone had trouble one year, they didn't pay their taxes, and they had to delay it because of a job loss or something else, and they pay 2 years of taxes in that year. They are subject to that cap. So a lot of times, I feel that a lot of times the Congress, the people that are making the rules, are thinking in terms of people who never had a problem in their life, never had hardship or trouble, because things like this, it's sort of like, oh, if everything's going great, where you should also think about times when things aren't going great and somebody might, that you're kicking a guy when they're down, they already had to pay their taxes late. Now they had to pay interest on that. Now they paid it in 2 years because maybe the father or the mother of the family was out of work. And now they have to pay a double tax on that, of 24% of income tax on that money that they already paid out and never got to enjoy themselves. So I think that, to me, that what should be is unlimited with no cap, which would favor states like New York as opposed to other states.
I mean, really quickly, Gene, should this even be a political issue?
I don't think so. I thought originally, this is my opinion, other people share it, but I thought originally it was kind of like sticking it to New York and California, so that it was purposely done to stick it to the states that people perceive as wealthier states. But that's because we value the middle class in the sense we have, you know, higher minimum wage. If you have the federal minimum wage is something like it's still like seven something an hour. So in a state like that, these caps don't matter. And also, they don't, you know, pay as much for their schools and everything. So I think it was a political issue to put that cap on as a punishment in 2017. Well, I don't know if it's true. It's just that's my opinion on that.
Gene, thank you for the time and an issue we're going to be paying attention to. Gene Vinyl, Erie County legislator, joining us live this morning.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.